Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds in the heat of the moment. Right. Would you like £10,000? I got it for you. It's bank holiday weekend, right? So, if you win this money today on the Chris Moyle Show, we'll put the £10,000 in your bank account today. So
great, isn't it, for a bank holiday weekend?
Perfect. By the time you finish work on Friday...
Incredible, that.
Chris, I work nights.
Right, shut up. You know what I mean? You'll have that money by this afternoon. So, tonight, I don't know if you got any plans. You got plans?
Tonight? What am I doing tonight? I don't know. We might get Chinese. Not Chinese for a long time.
Well, Dom, £10,000... You could pretty much order whatever you like. Yes. And I say pretty much, just on the off chance that there's a Chinese near you with a £10,500 dish.
That's true.
And then somebody complains.
Yeah.
And then I get dragged into HR.
It's illegal now.
And I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
10 grand in your bank account today. And all you got to do is text the word win and then the answer to this question. 10 years ago, which action film franchise starring Tom Cruise released its fifth installment called Rogue Nation.
Mm.
10 years ago. It's £10,000. That's what we did 10 years ago. So what is that action film franchise starring Tom Cruise? You will write the word win, you'll write your answer, and you'll send it to 83936. Text the word win, followed by the answer to the question, 83936. You've got to start your text with the word win. And here is Australian Dominic Byrne and his identical twin sister Dominic Byrne with the terms and conditions.
Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. Lines close at 8 a.m. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk.
There you go.
Very
good.
Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll pass on my thanks to Dominic.
Yeah, and his sister, Dominic.
Exactly.
£10,000. £10,000 in your bank account. Come on. And all you got to do is text the word win, followed by your answer, and then send it to 83936. And if you do get that call from me, you also get to speak to all of us on the air.
Yeah.
And then we give you £10,000. So text the word win, followed by your answer, 83936. Good luck. And start your message with the word win. By the way, don't WhatsApp. It's on a text only. So it's 83936 on the text. Okay? That's 83936.
Text costs £2.
Yeah, all right. We've got it now. Leave it now.
Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate.
Yeah.
Lines close at 8 a.m.
Yeah, that's right.
You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play.
That's lovely. Thank you.
It's good.
That's tickled.
Slightly Dalek-like, isn't it? Slightly. Here's a nice letter. Yes. Hi, everyone. I was listening back to Wednesday's show. When you mentioned my Instagram page, this was 2 summers ago, you mentioned my Instagram page at 999.police.cars. I offered a ride along in a traffic car. Do you remember this, James? You were offered a ride. Yes. I'm a road policing officer in Scotland, Edinburgh to be exact.
Oh, beautiful.
If James would like a run out and you're ever up this way, maybe prize dump tour, something like that, please let me know. James, you can even sound the siren.
Oh. There we go.
By the way, love the Saturday show. It makes me laugh.
Really?
Says Chris. Yeah, exactly. Chris in Edinburgh.
Thanks, Chris.
Who's a traffic cop.
That's a cool job.
Such a cool job.
Is it one of those? I was there. That's an old one.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, that's an old one. Yeah.
I'd love
to be a traffic cop.
What are those things they throw out on the road?
Stinger.
Stingers. They're good. They're really good.
I'd love to have a go on one of them as well.
Yeah.
Should we go in your car? And have
a, no. Anyway. Why don't you get in contact with Chris, who's 999.police.cars.
That's his Instagram.
Well, do you know what? I should have checked that before I read that out, actually,
I think
shouldn't I?
Follow him. Do you?
Yeah, you probably do.
What is it?
999.police.cars.
Oh, it's there?
Yeah. How cool is that, James?
Police vehicles and other bits.
Oh, there's international police cars.
Oh, no, you're joking. Oh, let me have a look at those pictures. We've lost them now. That's it.
Look at all the motorbikes as well, all the police motorbikes in the line.
It says, not official, just for fun.
Exactly right.
And they are fun.
They are fun.
They are fun times. He's got 4,720 followers.
I know.
Not enough.
Good Lord.
So good.
There you go, James. Get in contact with Chris. Or Chris, get back in contact with James and sort it out. You'd love that. Your face would be a picture. Imagine you go swimming with Duncan Goodhue and then in the afternoon you get picked up in a police car. Boom.
What
perfect
a day.
I had a friend of mine that I used to, I knew from the pub.
Mm.
And I won't say his name, but he's a lovely fella. And then he just changed career. Absolutely just went, I'm going to become a policeman.
Right, police wow.
So he did. And then, I don't know how long later, a couple of years later, whatever, I'm sat outside this restaurant, just up from the pub where we used to drink, and it's a lovely summer's day, and it is packed. And this police car just pulls up to the side of the road, and he winds the window down and just points at me. And I'm like, oh, look who it is. Oh, my God. And then he just, with one finger, gestures for me to come over like that. And I went, me. And he went, like, come here.
Oh, God.
So I got up. Everybody's looking. Great. Everybody. Everyone's like this. Oh, what's going on? Oh, what's it? Oh, that. Oh, he's what's called he that fellow over. He's called that.
Chris has just been
Chris Miles. Chris Miles. So I got up and I walked towards the car and I put my head in the window and he goes, hi, mate, how are you? He goes, by the way, everyone's watching. Everyone's watching.
That's great.
And I'm like, am I allowed to go, shut up, do one? And he went, no, don't do that. Don't ruin it.
Yeah. I thought he might handcuff you or something like that.
No, luckily.
Oh, great.
I said, you can't handcuff me. I've had a burgers and chips.
Exactly. Here's another one. Dear everyone, hope you're well. And my name is Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
I am the guy who asked you all, if you were stranded on a desert island, what jobs would you all have from your Ask Us Anything feature?
I'd be an accountant.
Traffic cop.
Yeah. I can't remember what I said.
I think I said chop down coconuts or something.
I think he would have done.
Yeah.
I live in Norwich, and Chris, I'm coming to see you tonight. Now,
I'll see you.
There is a caveat to this.
There's a caveat.
Chris,
what?
My wife and I are coming to see you
great.
In Norwich tonight.
Thank
again.
You very much.
Again, they see you quite a lot.
Thank you. It'll be a different show. If you came to see the 90s Hangover in Norwich, it'll be a different show.
Chris,
yes.
It would be lovely to come and say hello to you.
It would, wouldn't it?
Before the show.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
I would love it. I would love it if we could come and say hello to you.
God, could you imagine
we're
actually getting
fans.
To meet me before the show? That would have been amazing, yeah.
Well,
anyway, have a great night tonight, fella, you and the missus.
We saw you last
a lovely
year.
Time.
Last year in Norwich, it was a top night when we saw you.
Yeah, it's a different show. There are elements of it are the same, but it's a different show. So there's like all different songs and stuff. So that it's not the same.
We bought
although
our
you
tickets
probably won't remember.
Before we sorted our babysitter out. We have now sorted our babysitter out, so that's fine. This is Glenn.
Yeah, it'll be a good night tonight.
So Glenn, very much, you know, very much looking forward, him and his wife, to possibly saying hello before you play.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Oh, imagine.
He's actually written his ticket numbers down as well, if you wanted to put him on the...
Oh, that would have been... could you imagine?
Is there a little meet and greet pen? To a little
pen.
A little holding area.
Oh, no. No.
To meet Chris. No.
Yeah, no.
No.
Him and his sister.
Yeah.
It's
secured.
Sorry.
It's his wife.
Yeah. It's his wife. James. He's not from Norwich.
He said, I'm going with my wife and my sister. I bought two tickets and we can't wait.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, I'll pass on his details.
Oh,
and then,
three thumbs up.
Yeah, then you see what you can do about it. I reckon, isn't it? That's how it works.
High six.
I've just seen the time. Would you look at that? dom@radiox.co.uk on the old email, or you can send stuff through the post to this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne.
Oh.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Wow.
Radio X.
Woohoo.
30 Leicester Square in London. WC2H. 7LA. Woo.
We'll be right back.
Chris Miles Show. Radio X. The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X. In 1925, McVitie's invented the chocolate digestive. A century later, nothing else has come close. Early man may have invented the wheel, but McVitie's improved it with a thin layer of milk chocolate. Yes, 100 years of inventions later, there's still nothing that compares to a McVitie's chocolate digestive. And for your chance to win a nice staycation in an iconic British city, tell us your favourite invention of the last 100 years at radiox.co.uk.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My claim group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My claim group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
It's fast, it's exhilarating, it's team sport. The UK's number one indoor karting experience. Battle it out at speeds of up to 40 miles per hour and feel the thrill of acceleration as you race to the finish line. Team Sport Karting has over 36 locations. There's a track near you. Save 10% when booking online. Use the code GET10 on the Team Sport website. Verification at team-sport.co.uk.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC. Until 5th of October, subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
Este es un anuncio de radio de Hiscox Business Insurance que pretende mostrarle ciertos riesgos y peligros de los que Hiscox Business Insurance puede ayudarle a protegerse. If your business gets blamed by a client for a mistake, like accidentally recording the radio ad in the wrong language, Hiscox could help protect you. The story of your business, underwritten by Hiscox Business Insurance. Subject to already holding a relevant Hiscox policy and subject to policy eligibility terms and conditions.
It's true. It's all true.
What's true? Why are you so out of breath?
The mini sale event. Offers on all available models.
I can't believe it.
Even John Cooper Works.
Wait.
And there's going to be finance contributions on top of existing offers.
Are you serious?
The Mini Sale Event. Breathtaking offers 8th to the 12th of May. Applicable to new Mini vehicles available in stock. Ordered 8th to 12th of May and registered by 30th of June 2025. Visit mini.co.uk/sale-event.
Summer 2025.
Calm. Quiet. Tranquil. Get some live music in you this summer. The Libertines, the Maccabees, Mumford & Sons, and more.
It's not your fault but mine.
Radio X is here to amp up your summer.
Radio X, summer soundcheck.
Listen to win all bank holiday weekend.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
The Chris Moyle Show. Everybody else is crap compared to us.
Right, lines close for our little money giveaway competition thing at 8 o'clock this morning, as Dominic Byrne just told you.
Text cost £2 plus your standard network rate.
There we go, let's do it. No, I've done letters. I wanted to do the money music. Come on, play the game. There you go, that's the one. Right, if you've just woken up, let me tell you, if you've already been listening all morning, you know this already, but this is for the new people who've just woken up. Friday, it's bank holiday weekend. How would you like £10,000? How would you like £10,000? How would you like Chris Moyles, me, to give you £10,000? How would you like to be meeting friends for Sunday lunch and you go, Chris Moyles gave me £10,000 on Friday? You what? And then your other half goes, shut up, don't be an idiot. You know, it's funny. Or is that just my life? Well, you could win £10,000 this morning on our show, and you can have it in your bank account by this afternoon. Ahead of the bank holiday weekend, you can go to B&Q and go nuts. What nuts?
D's.
A.
If you would like to try and win £10,000, all you've got to do is answer this question. 10 years ago, which action film franchise, starring Tom Cruise, released its fifth installment, Rogue Nation? It's an action movie franchise starring Tom Cruise. What is the name of that action movie franchise? Text the word WIN, followed by the answer. Send it to 83936. I'm going to say it again, because it's £2. I get it. If you can't text me, you don't want to text, that's fine.
But yeah, absolutely.
But if you fancy it, cost you £2 plus your standard network rate, whatever that is. You go into the draw. You get picked totally at random. I call you. Your phone rings. You're like, no, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You'll get £10,000 in your bank account. 10 grand today. Tax-free, by the way.
Oh, it's lovely. The whole thing is lovely.
So text the word WIN, followed by your answer. Send it to 83936. Here are the terms and conditions from the Australian Twins.
Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. Lines close at 8 a.m. You need to be 18 or over and living in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk.
There you go, that's it. So text WIN, followed by your answer, 83936. You can be winning £10,000. Good luck. We'll close the lines in 12 minutes at 8 o'clock this morning, and you can be winning £10,000.
Less and less. It's clear to see that you've become obsessed. I got to get this message to the press. That every day I love you less and less. And every day I love you less and less. I got to get this feeling off my chest. The doctor says all I need is some rest. Since every day I love you less and less. Unless, unless I know I feel it in my bones. I'm sick, I'm tired, I stay in control. Once you are needed sex. It makes me sick to think of you undressed. Since every day I love you less and less. And every day I love you less and less. You're turning into something I detest. And everybody says that you're a mess. Since every day I love you less and less. Unless, unless I know I feel it in my bones. I'm sick, I'm tired, I stay in control.
Chiefs, every day I love you less and less. Yes, big year for Kaiser Chiefs this year. It's the anniversary of Employment, isn't it? The brilliant album from Kaiser Chiefs.
How many years are you going to say? It's not...
What?
It's not 25 years, is it? It's 20 years, isn't it? How many years is it? So depressing.
Would let me tell you?
Yeah.
March 2005 was the album Employment...
How is that 20 years?
...by Kaiser Chiefs.
20 years?
20 years ago.
Oh, goodness sakes.
So that's Every Day I Love You Less and Less, I Predict a Riot, Modern Way. Is that Oh My God as well?
Oh, that's frightening, isn't it?
I'm guessing it is. So, yeah, beautiful. And they've got some big shows coming up. Mm-hmm. I think they're doing a massive show in Leeds as well.
Oh, nice.
So, and if you've never seen Kaiser Chiefs live, they are phenomenal.
One of the best frontman performances I've ever seen was Ricky Wilson at Glastonbury with the Green Dinosaur. If anyone was there and you remember the gig, he was absolutely brilliant that day.
I think they're playing Glastonbury again. You know who is playing Glastonbury this year?
Who?
You going? Glastonbury?
Yeah.
You going? James, you going?
Yeah.
You going? Yeah, yeah. You're going to be there on Friday afternoon?
Yes.
I'm going to go Woodsies.
Late Friday.
No.
Yeah.
Why late Friday?
Well, tea time.
What time are you going to get on site?
Well, we've got to wait for Toby to finish his show first.
No, you don't.
We don't. No, we do.
No, leave him. Let him make his own way there. He can get a helicopter. His dad's on telly.
Is it who anyway?
Shed 7.
Oh.
I'm playing Woodsies Friday afternoon. But I don't know what time yet.
Kaiser Chiefs are there as well, yeah.
Yeah, I thought they were.
Saturday.
Oh, Shed 7 would be great.
Can I ask them to put back their set a little bit? We'll probably be there by around 6.
Sheds?
Mm.
I'm sure they'd do it for you.
That's I don't know if
so
it works nice. Like that, Dom.
Doesn't it?
Rick's so nice, though, isn't he?
I saw Billy Bragg the other day.
Yeah.
And I was saying, you're Glastonbury this year? And he's like, yeah. Because he runs his own little tent.
Oh, does he?
Oh, I can't remember the states. I've written so many blooming names and stuff. So, yeah, it's all going on, Dom.
All going down.
Yeah. Dominic, I was there. It was amazing.
Oh, is this the Ricky at with his Green Dinosaur?
No.
That was, honestly, incredible gig.
Is that what he calls it?
No, it was an actual inflatable green dinosaur.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Green.
It was brilliant.
I don't know. Do you want to see my green dinosaur?
No.
All right, I don't have one.
That was 2006. Somebody's saying, good Lord, was it really that long ago? It was brilliant.
So, tomorrow, Leeds United could be crowned winners of the championship.
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
You take the title tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you win or draw?
We have to win.
Have to win. Okay.
Yeah. Now, we could do it with a draw if Burnley lose.
Yeah.
But in other words...
Well, if you both draw, then you'll still you'll still get the title.
If we both lose and we both draw and we both win, Leeds win.
Yes.
Okay.
The only scenario where Leeds don't win the title is if we draw and Burnley win, or we lose and Burnley win.
Yes. Okay.
That's right. I said that like the Australian twins. We were talking at the same time. and then I've got to go. So I'm going to have to leg it to Coventry because I'm gigging there Saturday, afternoon, because it's an end of season party. So I need Coventry to stay in the promotion places for it to be a party rather than a wake.
Yes, it would really help the atmosphere, wouldn't it?
But we're all playing at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be obviously watching the Leeds game somehow, but I'll be watching the Leeds game literally at Coventry's ground.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be a strange one.
I'm going to a football stadium whilst a match is being played to watch another match on my iPad.
Yeah.
Are they likely to win this game?
Who?
Coventry.
It's going to be tight.
Really tight. It's so tight. Can you get the league up, the table up, James, on the screen? It's really, really... It's been an unbelievable league this season.
Yeah.
So what you have is Leeds United are currently top, Pippa. Mm. They've scored way more goals than anyone else.
Mm.
They are top. In second place, arguably joint top, is Burnley. Who have literally been the best defence ever. So they've only let in 15 goals all season out of 45 games.
Right.
they've only had 15 goals scored against them.
Which must be one of the best records in the whole of the Football League, I would have thought.
That's half of ours. We've let in 29 goals. Mm. Sheffield United in third place have let in 35. So, see where it says Coventry City there, Pippa, on the screen?
Yes.
They are in sixth place, which means they are just that, above that line, and they are in the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
3, 4, 5, and 6 are in the playoffs. Mm. Now, they have 66 points.
Yes.
Now, the team behind them, not in the playoffs, are Millwall. Yes. They have 66 points. Mm. But the reason Coventry are above them...
Because there's no goal difference.
Because there's the goal difference of 4. Yeah. All right, so Coventry have a goal difference of 4. Millwall have a goal difference of 0 and 66 points. Mm. Blackburn Rovers have a better goal difference than Coventry, but they're 1 point behind.
Mm.
Middlesbrough have an even better goal difference... And they're a point behind Blackburn Rovers. Is everybody still with me?
And that's who Coventry are playing, is Middlesbrough. So Middlesbrough are only 2 points behind Coventry.
So is this now, is this Coventry's like not their last chance to be in the playoffs?
Yes, this last game of the season.
It is.
Yeah. For everybody.
End of season, last game. This
they're going to play at the same time?
Yes.
That's fun.
So there's no... Premier League's the same. It's a 4 o'clock kickoff on a Sunday. Everyone plays at the same time, yeah.
What happens if someone's stuck in traffic? Do they have to pause everyone else?
Who's stuck in traffic? The players to which team?
An away team.
Where are they going?
Sunderland.
Okay. How are they... How far away are they?
5 hour drive.
Okay. Because...
I don't know.
They didn't go up the day before.
Oh, did they go up the day before? I didn't know that.
Yeah. You know why they go up the day before?
Why?
So that doesn't happen!
So they don't get stuck in traffic.
It's a good idea.
I imagine their call time's quite a long time in advance, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was in a hotel in Liverpool once, and Liverpool were playing Norwich.
Mm.
And I stood outside the hotel having a smoke in the good old days. And the Norwich team all came, they came out in their little Norwich seat tracksuits.
Yes.
Because they'd go for a walk. And I was like, oh my God, that's really cool.
I know, it is really cool.
And then I remember that we had a player who'd gone there, and he's like, oh, Chris. And
I'm yes.
Oh, mate. So, it was good. But it's going to be nerve-wracking weekend for football fans
of
the Championship. Leeds United fans, Burnley fans, and then you've got Bristol City fans, Coventry, Millwall, Blackburn, Middlesbrough are all in the running for this. For this place. It's unbelievable.
They are.
Right, lines are closing in 60 seconds if you want to try and win some money. £10,000. You know the question. You know what to do. We'll close the lines in 1 minute from now, so good luck.
The Chris Moyles Show.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
At NutriCircle.co.uk, we're rescuing surplus protein products from the big brands you love and letting you have them for up to 60% off RRP. With massive savings on brands like Grenade, MyProtein, Huel, Misfits and Clif Bar. Plus, at NutriCircle, you'll get a free gift when you spend £40. Elevate your workout, not your spending. Start saving now at NutriCircle.co.uk. Brands and stocks may vary.
When you switch to Virgin Media smooth, lightning-fast broadband, all you have to do is nothing. Zip. Zilch. Nil. Nada. Zero. Absolutely naught.
Suddenly,
we handle everything for you. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Switch today at virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fibre areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
White, true white, pure brilliant. What's the best
white? Our Dulux Decorator Centre team will help you find the perfect white. Here you go.
Thanks for the tip. I didn't see you there. Can I pay with my...
Trade account? Sure. With your trade discount and prices tailored to you, you'll save every time you shop.
Nice. When I'm done with my empty cans, what's the best way to...
Recycle them? Just drop them in store. We're with you from start to finish. Visit us in store or online today. Dulux Decorator Centre. Moving forwards with you.
The bank holiday's here, so why not let yourself go? To Aldi, I mean, where you'll find plump and juicy British strawberries. Well, £1.85, now just £1.49. And strawberry and rhubarb lemonade, just 99p. Now that's what I call refreshing news. Aldi, which cheapest supermarket 2024?
Now, listen carefully. I want you to think of selling your car.
Who's going to buy that car? Keep thinking. Struggling to know where to look? On Motorway, there are 7,500 verified dealers who are ready and waiting to bid on your car. So, start selling your car today. It's not magic, it's Motorway.
Radio X. News update next.
Get that EuroMillions feeling with Friday's £84 million jackpot. Plus, 10 UK winners are guaranteed to be millionaires. That's 10 more reasons to dance. 10 more robots, 10 more limbos, 10 more salsas. Friday's EuroMillions jackpot is £84 million. And 10 UK winners are guaranteed to be millionaires. EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Play on app.
Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Right, lines are now closed. If you text in to try and win £10,000, we'll be making that call shortly. £10,000. Oh, my God. I really hope you do it. £10,000. We'll give away on this show soon. Meanwhile, Dominic Byrne's got your news spot on weather. It's 2 minutes past eight.
From Global's newsroom, Reform UK has won a by-election in the North West. Sarah Pochin is now the MP for Runcorn and Helsby, beating Labour by just 6 votes. Reform's leader, Nigel Farage, says the win sends a clear message to the Prime Minister.
I would just say to him very simply that people who put trust in you, that is eroded, albeit almost eradicated, in a very short space of time.
It's been a good start to the day for Reform. Dame Andrea Jenkins has been elected as the Mayor of Greater Lincolnshire. Elsewhere across England, there have been wins for Labour in the mayoral election in North Tyneside, the west of England, and in Doncaster. Stay with Radio X for the latest. In other news, the NHS could soon start offering some weight loss jabs like Ozempic and Mounjaro over the counter of pharmacies. Research suggests more than 500,000 people are already buying the injections privately. Harrods says it's operating as normal for customers despite being targeted in a cyber attack. The luxury department store in London's the third major retailer to face a hacking incident, joining M&S and the Co-op. And scientists say Liverpool fans celebrating winning the Premier League led to a series of earth tremors last weekend.
No, they didn't.
I've got all the facts. No, I knew you'd say that.
No, they didn't.
Arne Slot's side secured the club's 20th top flight title. They beat Spurs 5-1 at Anfield. The data was recorded by equipment used to detect earthquakes. Do you want some more facts?
Yeah.
It's all facts. Okay, when Alexis McAllister's strike went in on the 24th minute, that registered a peak magnitude of 1.74 on the Richter scale.
Did you write this news?
No. This is data by the University of Liverpool. Earth scientists revealed the 60,000 strong crowd generated real seismic activity. The second largest tremor was when Mo Salah's went in, 1.60 on the Richter scale.
No, I didn't.
True. It's all true. Cody Gakpo is only 1.3. Much like natural seismic events.
Sport.
Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim insists the job is not quite done in their bid to reach the Europa League final. Bruno Fernandes scored twice in their 3-0 win away at Atletico Bilbao. There were no earthquakes, though. In the first leg of their last four tie, Amorim says the performance in Spain is the best he's seen since he's been there.
It's the best result because nobody expects this result. But also with the send-off, the game changed. We try to be cautious. We create chances. But the most important thing is that the opponent didn't get shots, many shots to our goal. And that was really important.
A really good night for Spurs as well. They got a 3-1 win over Bodo Glimt in the other semi-final. Chelsea have 1 foot in the Europa Conference League final after coming away from Sweden with a comfortable win against Djurgården in the first leg of their semi-final. They eased to a 4-1 win. But Nottingham Forest have suffered a 2-0 defeat at home to Brentford in the Premier League. That means it's a blow for their hopes of Champions League qualification. They stay sixth with four matches left to play.
Craig from Aberdeen said, to be fair, the same weekend that Liverpool did win the title,
yes,
Pippa's friends were in Merseyside doing a charity fun run.
Very funny.
It could be hefty.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
It was Salah or Hefty, wasn't it? It's one of the two. Slightly cooler today, but still lovely. Sunny again, remaining very warm in the south. 26 degrees is the high today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
They went to Liverpool to do a charity fun run.
Right.
God love it. 100 metres it was. And they did such a good time.
That is good.
Dear.
No, that's good.
And then, well, do you know what? I shouldn't actually... I don't think people want us to bring it up because as they were walking back to the hotel, they fell down some steps.
Did they? I didn't know this.
Yeah, they fell down some steps. Right. I've actually got the audio of it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Someone had a microphone.
All the way down to the bottom there.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Friday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. Happy Friday, everybody. It's Bank Holiday weekend. It's May. The weather is lovely. I'm in Norwich tonight. I'm in Coventry tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Chris, I'm loving the footy chat, but can you at least mention Donny Rovers, already promoted to League One in style?
Well played, Doncaster
Grant
Rovers.
Grant McCann is a legend. So there you go.
We played football in that stadium, the Keep Moat.
We did.
I think we took penalties.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I think Ricky Wilson came with us.
He did. Absolutely. I think it was the day of the gig, wasn't
it? We went to see Kaiser Chiefs at... Mm. In fact, that's where Donny came from.
It was, yeah.
Which they should sing, by the way. Doncaster Rovers 100%. Every Sunday, by the way. 81 points. Port Vale, 80 points. Off you go to League One, Doncaster Rovers. I just made that song up. If you want to use it.
It's a great one. It's a great song.
Chris, I'm coming to see you later. Can't wait, says Kerry in Ipswich. I hope you mean at my gig in Norwich and not just, you know, randomly going to turn up to a hotel.
That would be weird.
Hello? Every time I stay in a hotel in Norwich, I have women banging on my hotel room.
Really?
Yeah. I had to get up out of bed and let them out.
Hey, come on. Where's the jingle?
Come on, that's such a... No.
Where's the jingle?
No.
There's a lot of people going to your gigs.
They fall down the stairs. There you go.
Hey.
You are there, love. All the way to the bottom.
Do you find there's a lot of people going to your gigs this weekend on the text?
There's a lot of people going to Norwich, yeah.
Yeah, but a lot going to Norwich.
Yeah, Norwich is great. Yeah, Norwich is not a worry.
Right.
Coventry's the worry.
Listen.
Coventry's the worry.
Coventry will win 4-0.
Do you think they've put me on the Heritage Live website yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they started following me yesterday, Heritage Live. We must have been talking about it.
We did.
Yeah. That's the Audley End stuff, isn't
it? That's right.
Yeah, so you started following us.
Oh, do they follow me? Wouldn't it be great if they didn't follow me? Heritage Live is a series of amazing gigs. They've been doing it for years now.
Yeah.
And it's basically great gigs at great...
Not yet.
Am I not on?
Oh, they're not following you yet?
Oh, no.
It's not just yet. But it'll pop up.
So, tickets go on sale today, right?
Yes.
It's Manic Street Preachers, Charlatans, Ash, and I'm DJing.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Great. So I've been sent the artwork, which is Manic Street Preachers, plus special guests, the Charlatans and Ash, with a special DJ set by Chris Moyles. But if you actually go to the Heritage Live website, the same poster doesn't have me on it.
Right.
And nowhere in the show info does it even mention my name.
It must do, hang on.
It's like they owe my agent money and they've gone, all right, we'll stick him on, but we ain't putting him on the poster. So we'll make the poster ourselves. He'll never know.
So where does the poster that we've seen with your face, with your name on, where does that come from?
They sent that to me.
That's so just for you.
So I'm putting it on my socials.
Right.
Like the mug that I am.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Have they got an Instagram? I'm sure.
Yes, they Heritage Live Festivals.
Let's have a look.
It's not even on there.
Oh.
Not even on there.
It's like a secret gig, isn't it? But it's not a secret.
Except it's not a secret.
Oh, that's just rude. Oh, no, it is on there from a while. You have to scroll down a bit. Manic Street Preachers, plus special guest, the Charlatans, Ash, and no one else, it says.
They'll put an updated one on soon. They're waiting to announce. You know, like they wait to announce a big
guest. Announced. It's announced. I've just said it.
Yeah.
You know, Celebrity Big Brother, they always save one of their best ones to last when they do the annos.
Yeah, that's all they're doing here.
Heritage Live, Heritage Rude, I call them.
Oh, that's funny.
We've got a call to make.
Oh, yeah, I know. We've got £10,000 giveaway. Yeah. Anyway, that gig's not till August. And if you fancy it, Manic Street Preachers, Charlatans and Ash, you guys should come.
I'd love to, actually. That's a great lineup.
Yeah, come down. Because I've got a lot of clout with these people.
It seems so.
Yeah. I'll get you all on the guest list.
Yeah.
And then I'll just write them a check for, you know, 8 times whatever the tickets cost. Yeah.
Big great. Dollar.
Well, whoop times. So, we got £10,000, as Pippa just said, to give away. If you text in to win it, we'll make the phone call next. All right. £10,000. Make sure your phone's off silent. Make sure you've got signal. If you text in, I could be calling you after the next song. So, good luck.
Radio X.
Coming up, more giddy Friday fun from your favorite broadcasting bunch, the Chris Moyle Show team.
Hello.
If you enter, your phone could be ringing any minute with Chris on the other end giving you £10,000. Plus, whoa, have you seen the list of hot rocking tunes for the Platinum Hour at 9 o'clock? Mama Mia, that's a spicy list. When I say fry, you say day. Fry.
Day.
Fry.
Day.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
Look at this. I was dithering on tickets for Heritage Live, but I'll get one now that I know you're on. You see, I'm a crowd puller. I pull the crowd. Yeah, Manic Street Preachers. Yeah, Charlatans and Ash. Put me on there. Oh, now I'm buying me tickets, right? Get with it, Heritage Live, or I'm playing 1 hour of panpipe music. Up to you.
Hey, where you laying? Don't make a sound. Yeah.
Kings of Leon and Sex on Fire.
Stop singing over the songs. It doesn't test well in the focus groups. High irritation. I don't like it when Chris makes guitar noises over the songs. I don't like it when Chris takes the mickey out of Nigel Farage. He's a great man.
I was thinking about this. You know, you played a clip of him in the news.
Yes.
Wanging on about summer.
Yeah. They won a by-election in the Northwest.
Do you think his voice would be less croaky and deep if he started vaping?
Oh, do you think? How would that work?
Because you know Nigel Farage got quite a famous voice, isn't it? And he goes, look. You know, I think the question really is, you know, but here's the thing. Look. He does that all the time, by the way. Once you notice it, you know when he noticed things about Trump?
Yes. Like
when he starts moving his hands, he's playing the invisible accordion, he can't stop himself. The thing with Farage is, when he doesn't want to answer a question, he goes, look. I think...
Does he? Look, okay.
Here's the thing. But let me ask you this.
James,
and it works. It works every time. Why have you eaten that chocolate cake and you've got chocolate all around your mouth because you clearly ate the cake? Look. Here's the thing. Let me ask you. Did you see anybody else eat the cake?
Oh, it's clever bridging. We've talked about this before, haven't you?
Why not? Were you in the room when that cake... Well, I wasn't... then how do you know? But listen, nobody ever talks about the fact that Labour ate the cake, do they? Do they? Oh. But they know. They don't, do they?
You've got chocolate on your mouth, Nigel.
Look. I think, really, the question you should be asking is... What's wrong with James Robinson?
Right.
That's the question.
Nothing.
But he's got quite a gravelly voice.
Yes,
but
he has.
Vapes,
thank you.
Yeah.
Mate, not you.
Oh.
Yeah, you have
the voice of Pinocchio.
In a good way.
Shall we give away £10,000?
Yeah.
Look. All I'm saying is, I'm just going to have a vape.
All I'm saying is... I did not eat the chocolate.
It does make a difference, you're right.
Thank you.
Yes.
We are a legitimate political party.
Very good.
Thank you. That's an old reference,
isn't it?
There,
is. Yeah.
Right, £10,000. It can only go to one person. And you know the rules. If you entered and you don't get the call from me and somebody else wins, then absolutely they don't deserve it.
Yeah.
They're an idiot. Until they say something like, you know, they run an orphanage or they work for the NHS.
Exactly.
And then we all feel bad and go, bless them, they deserve it. You know. Now, this is how this works. I'm going to make the phone call. James is going to switch on the supercomputer.
Oh, yeah.
Philip!
Oh, wow.
There you go.
That's a new
quite angry today.
Yeah, isn't it?
It'll correct. Generate one correct answer at random. We will dial that number. Now, if you're listening on... Alexa or something like that, maybe Global Player, our official Radio X app, there could be a delay, right?
Yeah.
So it might ring before you've heard me make the call.
Mm.
Shall we do it?
Yes.
Let's.
Okay, let's do it. Goodbye, Noel's House Party. Hello, drone that we use for the Killers competition and is still actually titled The Killers. Drone. All right, you ready? Best of luck, everybody. £10,000 up for grabs. Quietly hit it, James.
Just about heard that.
Here
we go.
It's
Hello.
Hiya, you all right?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yeah.
Wait, where are you?
I'm in Malmo, but I can't believe you've rang me.
Oh, is it a bad time?
No, this is a perfect time.
Because I can call someone else if you like.
No, please don't.
Okay, all right, good. Are you at home?
I can't believe this. I'm shaking, yes.
Oh, okay, all right.
I'm just doing a bit of paperwork before I get to work.
You just what?
I'm doing a bit of paperwork before I get to work.
Oh, look at you, getting things sorted for the weekend.
Very good.
Nice.
I know, yeah.
You're good? Yeah, I'm great. I'm brilliant. Oh, but, you know, it's me, Chris Miles, Radio Legend.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay,
I
just
do.
Double check in there. That's
wow.
Right. So you stood up or sat down?
No, I'm stood up now.
Okay. Take a seat.
Oh, my legs are shaking.
Yeah, sit down. Take a seat. You sat down?
Wow. I am, yes.
What room are you in?
I'm in the living room now, so I get a better signal.
Okay, good. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Because as much as this is good for you, it's more important that the radio sounds good. Now, are you in the house on your own?
The children are getting ready to go to school.
Oh, my God. Well, this is good. They're going to be very good. How old are they?
Well, I'm not telling them.
Oh. Absolutely right.
Yeah, but won't they be like, Daddy, why can't you stand up? And you'll be like, Stephen,
no,
don't worry about
it. No, because my daughter's 15. You should be wanting some of it. So.
You're absolutely
oh,
right.
Yeah, very good point. Well, she won't be listening to this old fart radio station, so you'll be all
no,
right.
No, she won't, no.
You're all right. No, you're right. Right. No, didn't have to agree.
She is, actually.
God's sake. So you could have said, oh, she's a massive fan, Chris. What's your name, by the way?
My name's Keith.
Keith, whereabouts do you live?
So I'm in Melton Mowbray.
Oh, beautiful.
Is that the home of the pork pie?
It is.
Mm. It is, yes.
Beautiful.
And what do you do? What's the job?
I'm a plumber.
Oh.
Do you work for yourself or do you work for some...
I do. No, I work for myself, yeah.
Oh, look at you. Yeah.
No, I do try.
Have you got your own van?
I have, yes.
How many times has it been broken into?
So far, zero, luckily.
Oh, my God. Have you got a lot? Have you got the sensors on it?
I've got extra security on it, yeah.
Yeah. And our station in the boot as well.
I saw a guy and he had sensors on it, so even if you go near it...
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's brilliant, yeah. That's and he goes, get back your beeps, I'll break your legs. Oh, that might have been an episode of Phoenix Nights.
I think that possibly is Phoenix Nights. What's the name of the plumbing company, Keith?
It's my name, which is Keith Bottom, Plumbing and Heating.
Sorry. Did you say Keith Bottom?
Can I just take a moment and say hallelujah?
Yes. Bottom is my surname, yes.
That is a fantastic
name.
Oh,
come on, Keith. Don't be an arse. What's it really?
Bottom as in bottom.
Oh.
Or is it an N on the end of bottom?
Hello, Mr.
No,
Bottom.
No, bottom, as in what you sit on, your bottom.
Keith Bottom.
And it's Keith Bottom Plumbing?
Bottom Plumbing.
Plumbing Heating, yes.
Plumbing Heating.
Yeah.
Right.
That is lovely.
So if you've got a problem with your plumbing, call the bottom.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Get the bottom in. Wow.
You've heard all these, Keith, I'm sure. Sorry. I just...
all the rest are beep compared to me.
Yeah. I've never missed the bottom.
Yeah, when I was at school, everybody used to get a few names called, but I used to say, at least my name's got a ring to it.
There he goes!
Oh,
is it gonna
be
you tell him, Keith. I'm pumped now.
No. I don't know if he's telling the truth. I think he's full of crap. He's like a bum! Like a bum!
Mr. Bottom.
Have you, what time's your first job today?
Actually, it's not till 10 o'clock today.
No, bloody life for Riley, this one. Go on.
So it's all paperwork this morning, so I've got to get it done before I get to work. So.
Okay, all right.
I don't want to get bogged down on the surname, sorry, but...
Yeah.
You're married, Keith, are you, or...?
I am, yes.
So what was Mrs. Bottom's name before she changed it to Bottom?
Do you know what his wife's called?
What?
Perky.
Really?
Yeah.
So my wife is named Marie, but her surname's Clayton.
Right.
But here's one for you. This will make you laugh. My uncle, he married someone called Rosie. So her name is now Rosie Bottom.
Oh, that's... well done, Tim. What a clever man. In fact, I would call him a genius. I really would. Oh, my Lord.
You've got the best family in the world.
It's good that you've got a sense of humour.
Exactly.
Because, Dom, you have a bit of crack, can't you? That's what
you got to, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hey, you, James, you worked at Sellafield, didn't you?
Did, yes.
Is that where they made the nuclear bomb? See, that's right. That's another. Okay, well, all right, so...
I love Keith Bottom. Lots of people are saying it. You've got a lot of fans. I can't remember why we're phoning you. Why are we phoning you?
Do you know...
I'm hoping you're going to serve one tomorrow.
Oh, no, forget that. We're just going to plug Keith Bottom Plumbing. And when I say plug, let me change that.
Yeah.
I'm going to promote... I'm going to promote Keith Bottom Plumbing and Heating.
That's it.
In Melton Mowbray. Are you on call this weekend?
No, I'm not, no.
No, you're not. Oh, no, because it's a bank holiday weekend. So you finish today and then you've got Saturday, Sunday and Monday off?
Mm.
Exactly, yeah.
Look at that.
That's great.
That is that. He's cheeky, isn't he? He's cheeky bottom.
He's got a cheek, isn't he?
all right, so do you feel better now? Have you got your legs working out okay?
Well, there's still a little bit of a shake going
on. Yeah. All right.
All good.
Shall we do it now, Keith?
Yes, please.
All right, Keith Bottom from Keith Bottom Plumbing and Heating. Mm. You just won £10,000.
Absolutely fantastic.
You did it.
Unbelievable.
Keith Bottom has just won £10,000. Unless his 15-year-old is listening upstairs. Keith Bottom
just
won.
He just walked into the room.
Oh, what? Just say it's a work call.
Yeah.
It's £10.
Yeah,
well done. £10, well done, Keith.
Wow, I can't believe it.
See, now you've turned into one of those people that you've heard on the radio winning money before that you hate.
I know.
And now you're like, oh my God, I'm that person saying...
I'm one of them.
Now's the bit where you say I never win anything.
I'm shaking again. I really can't believe it.
Well done, mate. That's
mate,
brilliant.
Well done. You deserve it. Now you can have the weekend off. You don't have to worry about working. It's all good. And just as long as
brilliant.
The kids don't
absolutely
find out.
Brilliant.
So listen, that'll get me in. What time are you finishing work today?
Hopefully around 4 o'clock. If it goes to plan.
Fingers crossed. By the time you finished at 4, that money's in your bank.
Yep.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah. Oh, I've just had a text from your 15-year-old. She said, yeah, can you just transfer 2.5 into mine now? That'd be great. Cheers. There you are.
You should have some more than that.
Mate, well done. £10,000.
Mate, have a good day at work. Work.
Oh,
sorry.
Brilliant. This is absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much.
No, well thank you.
Have you got plans for the weekend?
Well, yeah, tomorrow I'm actually taking... It's my dad's birthday weekend, so we're going to horse racing tomorrow with him and the rest of the family.
Oh lovely.
It's the bottom seat.
Boys trip to Doncaster.
Oh, nice. Oh, we just mentioned Donnie as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, you did, yeah.
What's your dad's name?
Gabby. Well, Gabby is what everyone calls him.
Yeah.
Gabby Bomb.
Yeah.
Were you hoping he was going to say, my dad's name is Harry, or something like that? You're a child, James.
Harry.
You're a child.
Harry's good.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, Keith. It's new to us. It's not new to you.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Sorry,
mate.
Well, you've just won £10,000.
Oh, incredible.
Thank you. Absolutely brilliant. Brilliant. Thank you.
I'm delighted for you. We all are. We're really pleased for you. So well done. Have a great weekend. Will you do us a favour? Say happy birthday to your dad.
Mm.
Will do. Thank you very much.
And if I get a text from you on Tuesday going, Chris, I spent all the money at the races on Saturday with my dad.
First race.
No, yeah. Try not to put it all of it on one horse in the first race. Try and pace it out a bit. Mate, well done. Have fun telling
thank
the family
you.
And everything
so
and enjoy.
Much. You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good weekend, guys. Thank you.
Cheers, Keith Bottom. Bye.
That's Keith Bottom from Keith Bottom Plumbing and Heating. Keith Bottom Plumbing and Heating. Keith Bottom.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, do you know what? Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Gary says he can share his winnings with the whole family.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good, isn't it?
Somebody else says the music from Last House Party, where it's based in Crinkly Bottom. It really is as well.
It is.